We begin the hour in Lansing, where some controversial legislation is moving forward in the State House. Under a bill approved yesterday by a State House panel, the Families, Children, and Seniors Committee, Michigan would begin suspicion-based drug testing of people who receive welfare benefits. The legislation would allow the state to take away the benefits from people who test positive for drugs. Now, under the measure, the drug testing program would go through a one-year trial period before being made permanent. Jake Neer is a reporter for Michigan Public Radio Network. He was at the hearings. And, Jake, give us an update on the newest version of this legislation.
Well, hi, Cynthia. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. They made a bunch of changes in committee yesterday. You know, they did that most likely to get more votes for it in the House, because this is something that's it's had trouble getting through the legislature before. But some of those changes that you mentioned are you mentioned this before. It's the 1 year trial period, where this wouldn't just become statewide program overnight. It would be 1 year in three Michigan counties. And then at that point, it would be reevaluated to decide whether or not to phase it in statewide. Another change that was made is a treatment option, where instead of instantly revoking someone's cash assistance if they test positive for an illegal substance, they could enroll in a treatment program. It would be a 90-day program. During that time, they could still get their welfare benefits. A change that wasn't added yesterday but could be coming is an appropriation for the Department of Human Services to be put into this bill, which, as you know, would make it referendum proof.
The term suspicion-based drug testing, Jake, what does that exactly mean? And you know, who or what is suspicious?
That's a really good question, and something that came up for discussion quite a bit in committee so far, and will likely be something that lawmakers talk about throughout this entire process. My understanding is that the State Department of Human Services would be responsible for determining who they deem suspicious, who they think might be using drugs. Caseworkers would probably have a big say in that. It seems like they would probably also use some sort of questionnaire that they would give to welfare recipients that they could use in that process. But it's not just spelled out in the bill what is suspicious. It's pretty much left up for DHS to figure that out for themselves.
You know, you kind of have to say, well, who decides who gets tested and why? It really is very subjective.
It's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out as the legislation moves through the legislature, and if it becomes law, you know, if during that time there will be more talks with DHS, if there's a scientific or, for lack of a better term, a scientific process that could be used that's less subjective. At this point, though, it's sort of something that needs to be discussed more, for, you know, at least that's what legislators say that I've talked to.
So would someone have to just say, admit it, like, yes, I am, you know, using drugs, or would they be forced to undergo urinalysis or blood testing? How would they get the evidence that someone is indeed abusing drugs?
After this questionnaire and that process that I talked about before, they would, at that point, if they deem the person suspicious, a drug test would be administered. And at that point, if they test positive, then they move forward in the process.
As you kind of think about where this could go and pitfalls with implementing it, what do you think it would mean about folks, for example, who legally use medical marijuana but receive benefits? Could that wind up hurting them?
That is a huge issue for Democrats especially, but for a lot of medical marijuana advocates, saying that if for one thing, the reason that supporters of this bill say they can't add an exemption for medical marijuana in this bill is because this is federal money that we're using, and under federal law, marijuana is still considered to be an illegal substance, whether or not you have a prescription. Of course, here in the state, voters approved medical marijuana as being acceptable. So there's an inherent conflict here between state and federal law. But in this case, the argument is that poor people will not be able to have access to medical marijuana under this bill, because even if they have a medical marijuana card and they're licensed and they pay the state for that, you know, for their prescription and to be licensed as a medical marijuana patient, they will not be able to use it because, you know, they'll lose their benefits. they believe this is further demonizing the poor and that it's just, you know, an unfair bill.
So what do supporters say as far as why they feel this is needed? Where did this all come from, and, you know, why do they want to get this passed?
Well, they say it's pretty simple. It's that government dollars should not be used to pay for someone's drug habit, that this is money that is meant to go toward groceries, to pay bills, those types of things, and that if it's being used for illegal substances, you know, this is something that the state needs to crack down on.
You listen to that, and as a taxpayer, you say, yeah, I can get on board with that. But the idea of suspicion-based drug testing, why don't they just say, we'll make it across the board? If you get benefits, you have to be tested, rather than suspicion-based, which takes it right into that range of being very subjective.
Well, that's something that that opponents definitely are questioning, and in their opinion, not only does this seem subjective, like a subjective process, they also say that it also unfairly hurts children of addicts, because welfare benefits are used for an entire family's bills and groceries and so forth, and that if you're going to be taking someone's benefits away, that's money that is used for diapers and for children's food, and also that addiction is a very serious and complex issue, and that the state should really be doing more to help addicts get better. They say this is just a punitive measure that wouldn't really help that matter at all. So that's one of the major reasons, also for that treatment option that I mentioned earlier. The reason that they added that into the bill is because a lot of people were saying this, you know, if you're just going to make this punitive, you know, how are we really helping people?
Now, lawmakers on this House panel, the Families, Children, and Seniors Committee, of course, went along party lines. So you had Democrats against and Republicans for. What's the likelihood this actually gets passed by the full House, Jake?
Well, it really remains to be seen. I mean, a similar bill came up last year, and I believe it made it through the House, but it never came up for a vote in the Senate. So of course, you also have to realize, too, that, you know, last year that Republicans had a larger majority in the House than they do now. You only need a handful of lawmakers to cross over you know, make a bill, to stall a bill in the House. I have a feeling that you know, it's one of those things that they're going to have to keep working at it and make sure that everyone's on board. This might be a long process getting the votes, but it's just yet to be seen.
And what do you think about the state Senate? Where do things stand there? Is it too early to tell?
I believe it's too early to tell. I haven't been able to speak with Majority Leader Randy Richardville yet about this issue. Again, like I said, the Senate, which is not different, really, for all intents and purposes, from last year when they didn't take this bill up for a vote. You know, like I said, it's pretty much the same lawmakers sitting in that chamber. So I think that it would seem that there would have to be significant differences between the bill that was introduced last year and this year for it to get anywhere there.
You know, you were talking about the debate last year. Do I recall that it was Representative Rashida Tlaib who said, hey, if welfare recipients have to be screened for substance abuse, how about we have all the state lawmakers do it? That didn't go too far, did it?
No, it didn't. But and I believe I believe it might have been Tom McMillan. And from what I heard, Tom McMillan got up and said, well, why don't we drug test everyone who's getting corporate welfare? So the drug testing of legislators was something that was brought up in committee yesterday, again, when Democrats dropped several amendments trying to, you know, make changes to this bill that they actually thought they had a shot to get adopted. Although in this case, they also dropped the drug testing lawmakers amendment that did not that was not adopted, as you can imagine.
Something to watch coming out of the Families, Children, and Seniors Committee. Jake Neer, Lansing reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks so much, Jake.
Thanks, Cynthia.